Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ranting with us will make you feel better than a lap dance. And we're free.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Ground control to Major Tom.
David Bowie, Space Oddity. That wraps up the music for today. Thanks to Greg White, class of 1971, Derby High School, for selecting the tunes. Joined now by Amy DeVault from the Elliott School of Communications at Wichita State. Amy, this news came down. I read it, and I called you and said, let's get you on the air to talk about it. And you were gracious in doing so. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was quick.
Tell us about the Wichita Journalism Collaborative.
Well, how long do you have?
I want it in 15 words or less. No, you take your time.
Well, it is a local initiative with the intention of helping make sure that local journalism can thrive, trying to help local journalists be able to work together to tell some of the important stories. Obviously, you know, newsrooms are shrinking, sadly, around the city. And while there certainly are excellent journalists in Wichita, there simply aren't enough to adequately cover the community. So the idea with the collaborative is that rather than them constantly duplicating their efforts, the collaborative can help them sort of work together to share some of those duties, share some of their stories, and then hopefully work together to take deeper dives into some really important stories.
So it sounds like the COVID situation kind of expedited this, but it also sounds like that this may have been in the works for a while. Do you think this would have, or would this have happened without the COVID? Was this, were you leading toward this anyway?
Yes, it would have happened. We've been talking with really any of the local newsrooms who wanted to participate in conversations for about 6 months. And we sort of had settled on this collaborative idea based on some collaboratives that are functioning well in other cities. North Carolina and Philadelphia both have news collaboratives that are functioning pretty well. And even in Kansas, there's the Kansas News Service. That's a collaboration of journalists from across the state. So it's not a completely new model, something we had been talking about. And we knew we would need a little bit of money to help make it happen. So we had been talking with Courtney Bankston at the Wichita Community Foundation. She helps manage the Knight Foundation's fund that is here in Wichita. And we had been talking with Solutions Journalism Network, as they have been part of funding some of the other collaboratives around the country. So it was in the works. We knew we wanted to sort of start with a topic or, you know, sort of a narrow, really a narrow topic or story to delve into first. And we were sort of just getting at the point where we were agreeing on what that topic would be when the pandemic hit. So we quickly shifted focus, wrote the grant a little more quickly than we probably would have, and are starting to take off.
Amy DeVault with us from Wichita State Elliott School of Communications. She's heavily involved with the Wichita Journalism Collaborative. So how's this going to look to people as we get deeper into this and it starts to function? What are people going to notice that may be different from the way things are right now?
So the newsrooms may do some co-reporting. So you might see the active age work on a story with the Sunflower, or the Wichita Eagle work on a story with KSN, or the Community Voice work on a story with the Wichita Eagle. So there'll be some of that. And so you might notice those stories published in both of those publications. And then the partners are also encouraged to share their stories with each other, especially on the topic of COVID-19 right now. So there may be stories that one partner's already done that they can share with another partner, and they don't need to replicate that work. So, you know, you might notice the tags at the end of the stories that mention the Wichita Journalism Collaborative. That just means we've had a part in helping put these partners together and help them work together and share stories. We are not functioning as our own independent news outlet or newsroom. It's more being kind of a hub to help make sure that the newsrooms have the resources that they need. We might help find additional grants in the future. We do have a $100,000 grant that we're starting with from the Solutions Journalism Network. So the partner organizations can dip into that money to help them be able to do stories on COVID-19.
So the Sunflower aspect is an interesting part to me. Obviously, the student newspaper, Wichita State, where you work. So I assume that means that the part of the initiative is to nurture young journalists. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And in fact, the Elliott School of Communication was very quick, independent of me being involved. The Elliott School was quick to say, look, this is something that we're interested in. We want to make sure that we always have local journalism. And so let's get our journalism faculty and our students, in addition to the Sunflower students, any students involved in helping report, thinking about, you know, how journalism looks in the future, thinking about delivery models, testing ideas. So it's absolutely a great thing for the Elliott School of Communication as well.
Amy DeVault with us, project manager for the Wichita Journalism Collaborative. Now, we are not just a sports show. We delve into a lot of different topics, but sports is our foundation. So I have to ask you, will this affect any kind of sports coverage? Because one of the things that's sorely lacking in our community right now is coverage of high school sports, small college sports, junior college sports. Will any of that potentially be enhanced here?
I should have known you would ask me that, and I should have had an answer ready. In fact, I told Noah to go outside because I needed to be on your radio show, and he said, you're going to be on Bob's radio show? Can I talk? Anyway, you know, right now we're going to keep the scope narrow. Just as we get functioning to figure out what this looks like, we're going to keep our topic narrow. Again, because we're not an independent newsroom or news outlet, there is absolutely no way we can do everything. But I 100% agree, coverage of local sports, other than Wichita State, of course, is sorely lacking.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that, because I was obviously in that newsroom for 42 years, and that's an area that I miss. So this is very cool. We'd probably like to get you back on as we get deeper into this and you start to see.
I got another question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Offense. So, Amy, I guess is the goal, because you do have television stations involved, newspapers, and radio, so all mediums are covered, is the goal for reporters to get exposure to all of those and to be able to report within all of those? Do you want newspaper reporters to be able to be on TV and everything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's immediate goals, the things we want to do right away. But we definitely want them working together. One of the things we encourage right away is to utilize reporters, you know, across partner newsrooms. The radio station and the television station might interview, you know, the print reporters or have them on some of their shows. But yeah, in addition to that, thinking about what the future of journalism looks like. So having journalists be ready to, you know, to cover in whatever medium that is definitely a thing that will make it healthier in the future.
Well, it's certainly a worthwhile endeavor, and I really look forward to seeing how it goes. We needed to do something and leave it up to people like you to make it happen. Amy, we're proud of you, and we hope this takes off, and we look forward to seeing how it progresses.
Yeah, well
done. Thanks so much, Bob.
And tell that youngster of yours hello for us, okay?
Will do.
All right, there's Amy DeVault, project manager for the Wichita Journalism Collaborative. You'll be hearing and reading and seeing more about that in the coming days. We, on this show, are pleased to announce that at 4:25 tomorrow, we will announce the 2020 induction class for the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Nice. Sorry, I'll have to miss that one.
Second year in a row that we've done it on the show. We appreciate Jordan Poland for making that happen, and we invite you all to be here for that announcement tomorrow at 4:25. I'll be doing the show tomorrow here with Jason Duda, who was on the ballot for the Wichita or for the Kansas
Sports
Hall of Fame.
I'm cross my fingers.
So who knows? But
well, I mean, I don't know. But if you have Duda on and he didn't make it, that's just cruel.
Listen, we're going to announce the class tomorrow, whether he's on it or not.
Okay.
And here's what Duda will say. I ain't losing any sleep.
I know, but I want him to be in.
Well, you know, listen, we think extremely highly of one Jason Duda. So at some point, we'll see what happens. I don't know. But I can tell you that you'll want to hear this tomorrow because it's a good class.
Good.
I'm now, of course, on the board of directors for the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, and I really enjoy that. And it was fun to be involved in this process in the small degree that I was. Basically,
you've
I got a
some
vote.
Influence.
I got a vote.
But yeah. You also get to bring up names.
I do get to bring up names, and I appreciate the opportunity. And it's fun to get an education in Kansas sports, and I hope all of you support the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame because it's a viable and valuable entity here in our community.
I agree.
What are you messing with over there?
Just trying to limit clutter on my side of the desk here.
Well,
if you can call this a desk, I don't know.
It's our workplace.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable here. I like, at the end of the show, shutting off the Comrex machine and going upstairs and getting to see my wife and dog without getting out to my car. Now, those days, I presume, will come back.
Probably.
I don't know that I'll ever want them to come back totally. I may
I think Tony wants us back in the studio at some point.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-oh. Have you heard something?
Well, he's kind of leaving it up to... basically you. I know I have no say in this, but I'd like to be in the studio occasionally.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure all that out. I don't mind being in the studio. I miss some of my friends back at the studio.
Of course.
Particularly Jack Oliver and Ted Woodward. And, of course, Tony. We haven't seen Tony for a while. And not to hurt anybody's feelings, I can't think of any who's... Well, of Max.
Greg the Hitman.
We'd love to see Max. But Jack Oliver's a
Rolls
guy.
Royce.
I'm being... Listen to me.
I'm listening.
We're trying to intervene.
Okay.
Or interrupt. I miss talking to Jack Oliver on a nearly daily basis.
Of course. Glad you got that in.
Yeah. So maybe we'll be back. Maybe I'll go out once a week at some point.
All right.
Would that suffice?
Probably not, but we'll do our best. We'll ease into it.
Don't you kind of like coming here for the show?
Yeah, but then you make me stick around. I want to go home.
Well, just walk out the door.
No, I would never do that to you. It's disrespectful.
Debbie wants to visit with you.
I know.
So that's really, you just said that.
I'm so tired by the end of this. You know, I'm not an extroverted person, and 2 hours of talking in the limited fashion that you allow... still is pretty exhausting.
Wait a minute. What do you mean limited fashion I allow?
Well, I'm just the side guy.
Max, get that as a promo. We'll be back in a minute. We'll wrap up this Tuesday edition of The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.